The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel on the base, towards the bottom of the Amid, says, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Be'echet Shemesa Ishtoi. There was an episode with someone, wife passed away, V'niach Ben Linak, and there was a young child left over who needed to nurse. V'lo Hayoloi Scham Nekalitein. He couldn't afford to pay for a nurse. V'nasloi Nes V'niftachlo D'dayim A tremendous nice happened. He developed breast, like a woman's breast, and he nursed his son. Rabbi Yosef said, let's see how great this individual is, that such a tremendous nice happened for him. So Abaya said, Adarabba, just the opposite. Kamaguru Adamza. This person isn't to be viewed positively. On the contrary, Shnishtanaloi Sidre Bracious. Here we have an individual that the normal order of the world changed for him. That men don't nurse, and he nursed. So from our Gemara, when we learn this Gemara, there are a number of questions that automatically come up. One question is that Abaye and Rabbi Yosef are having a very fundamental debate how to look at this individual. Should we look at him positively, says Rabbi Yosef, that he was the person that such a tremendous nace happened for him? Or should we look at it, should we look at him negatively? So, of course, shouldn't we always look at a person positively? Why should we look negative if we could look positive? So the Mefarshim say, what Abaye means to say is that every time a nace happens, the Mashal explains, every time a nace happens to a person, it takes away from his chosen. So of course he must have been a great person that a nace happened for him. But what was the... what happens when a nace happens? What happens was that he loses from his chusim, and that's why it's not something that should be viewed favorably. So the Bechor Shor asks, if that's indeed the question, we find the halacha in Shulchan Aruch twice. Once in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Dalid, and also in Simen Tof Resh Pei Beis Sif Aleph. It says, the Rama says, I'm reading from Kuf Pei Zayin, but the same Aloch appears in Tof Resh Pei Beis. Vayim al Nisim Chanukah Purim Koyin Val Kol. Chanukah and Purim, when we say Birch Samozin, before we say Val Kol, we say al Nisim. Vim loy Omroy Eim Achzir Noisoy. But if somebody didn't say al Nisim, we don't have to repeat the benching. Vayin l'kamon, simen tof resh pei beis. M'kom makoy, yochol omri b'toich shar ha-rachman. If you missed it in the right place, you could say it when you say the rachmans. And what you should say is, ha-rachman hu yasal onu nisim, k'moy sh'osa b'yom meheim, b'zman hazeh. So the Mefarshim asks, so what we're supposed to do is if somebody skipped al nisim in the right place, but he remembers later, he should say yasim lanu nisim and the flaws shem shasitzul avseinu b'yom mehem b'zman hazeh. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to make nisim for us, and in fact, there are many rishonim that say that that is the girsa to be said all of the time when we say al hanisim, that we should ask k'moisha sisul avaseinu b'yom mehem b'zman hazeh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made nisim for us at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make nisim for us again. But the question is, here we're saying that Abaye says that a nes is to be viewed negatively, and here the Gemara is saying that a nes is a good thing. The Hidduk Halach is that we're asking for a nes. How could that be? And actually, the Mefarshim ask, the Medrash says, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Gdoili Chibosan Sheyisro, Great is the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisroel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishana Sidrei Bereishis B'Shevil Toivosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the world on their behalf. Shuhu Moirid Lehem Mon Min Hashmayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar brought for them Mon. Umar Lehem Min Oretz Tal. And also gave them Tal in the Midbar. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is viewed, that we praise and thank Hashem for the nace of the mon. But he was saying not supposed to be thankful for the mon. So there are a number of terutzim given to this teretz. One teretz, this is a question by Chanukah at least that the Bechor Shor asks. So one teretz that's suggested is there's a difference between a rabbin and a yochid. By Chanukah, by the mon, the nace was made for all of Klal Yisrael. And when it's made for all of Klal Yisrael, it's different than when it's made for an individual. And that's why the halacha is that when a person davens and he's asking for a nace, you should always say B'loshen Rabbim. The minig is after Nesias Kapayim, we say the Yirotzen, so the right girsa is not, say the Mefarshim, the Tassa Li, Neflos, the Nisim, because an individual should not ask for Nisim. Rather, we should say, the Tassa Lonu, Nisim, and Neflos. You should make for the Rabbin, Nisim, Neflos. It's very different than we daven for the Yochid versus when we daven for the Tzibur. And perhaps the reason is, I saw Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that when an individual, a nace happens for him, we don't realize if the nace that happens to the individual, was he really worthy of the nace? Or maybe the nace, he's not really worthy of the nace, and the nace actually will deduct from his chosim. But a rabbin, when we speak about a rabbin, there is no question that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, certainly Klal Yisrael as a rabbin is worthy that Nisim should happen for them. And in fact, with this approach, we could understand. And now Gemara Abaye is looking at the individual that Nisim are happening for him sort of negatively. Yet, in the Gemara, we find many places that tremendous Nisim happen for different Tanoim and Amoroim. Are we to suggest that they lost their Schosim? The answer is, the Gemara, usually when it speaks about a nace, uses the words Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. The Gemara introduces that the individual is a well-known tzaddik. By a tzaddik, a nace represents a kiddush Hashem. And therefore, a tzaddik is allowed to have nisim and even allowed to daven for nisim. If we look in our Gemara, the Gemara begins the words as we read Maisa b'echad. It doesn't say Maisa b'tzaddik echad, b'chassid echad. By such an individual, we have to be concerned. And a rabbin is considered always a tzaddik. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggests, that the Bechor Shor himself suggests, it is a difference between a nace that happens b'derech ha-teva versus a nace that happens extraordinarily. The nace of Chanukah was a nace of Muhammad. Muhammad, in the world there are wars. And when there are wars, there will be people that will win, and there will be winners and losers. So the nace that happened by Chanukah, since it happened with Derech HaTeva, that's why we're allowed to daven for such a nace. The nace over here was completely Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Since it was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, that's why we're not allowed to daven for such a nace. And with this approach, we could actually answer a very interesting question. Every day of Chanukah, during the Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Al HaNisim. Every day during benching, as we're discussing now, we say the Al HaNisim. And the Al HaNisim speaks about the Al Tshuva, Yisrael Nefoah, Yisrael Nechama, Yisrael Mechamais. And then if we read the entire paragraph of Emei Matis Yo, it also speaks about the Mechama. But we ourselves just learned the Masechta Shabbos, the Sugya of Chanukah. And in that sugya, we didn't at all mention the Muhammad. There the Gemara focused on the nace that happened with the Shemen. How are we to understand? Our Gemara in this Masechta taught us that the main nace was the Pach Shemen. And here, we're only davening, we're speaking about the Mechama. The answer is exactly according to the Bechar Shor. Because here we're being misfollowed. And we're saying it during the Shemen Esrei, we're saying it as a Tefillah. A Tefillah, as our Gemara is teaching us, we're not allowed to be misfollowed for a nace. But speaking about the Mechama is not speaking about a nace. Because a Mechama is the way is normal in the world. And since Mechama is considered something which is normal in the world, that's why we could be mispowered for it. Although we can mention a beautiful vart that I saw from the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav says that we say, he asks, we say, Al Nisim, Al Purk, Al Gvurus, Al Chulus, Al Nuflois, Al Nuchamais, Al Mulchamais. We shouldn't have said Al Mulchamais. We should have said Al Hanitzachen, that we won the war. Why do we focus on the war? Shouldn't we focus that we, Baruch Hashem, with the Siyata D'Shmaya, prevailed? So the Panovich Rav said, we didn't really win. It isn't over. The war won't be over until Mashiach comes, B'mheir B'yameinu. But what Hanukkah taught us is Mechamas, that we have the ability to fight against those that stand up against our principles. On Hanukkah, the lesson is not that we won, because we really haven't completely won. The lesson is that we could fight, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach and the siyat and the shmaya to be able to fight. And for that, we daven to Hashem al mechamos, that He should be able to give us the ability to continue fighting for what's right. Another teretz that I saw is that when a nes happens to a person, and it's obvious that the nes is not in our own schusim, but the nes is b'schus of our avos, schus avos, that's a whole different situation than we're davening on our own behalf. And therefore, by Hanukkah, where the nisim were, and we say it in the Al-Nisim, Al-Nisim al-Flois, Vatruz al-Chamesh al-Sisal al-Vaisenu, we recognize and represent that the nisim that we ask for, and not only in our own schusim, but that the nisim that we're davening to Hashem for and that we have are b'schus avisenu, then it's a whole different tefillah, and that's permitted. It's only when it's for our own schusim, when it's our own schusim that are on the line, is it an issue. And that's what we actually say in the Haggadah, in the Seder. We say, L'ficha anachna chayavim l'hoid l'shal l'shabek l'fa'al l'raim l'kales, l'misha asol avisenu v'lonu es kol ha-nisim elu. So we clearly declare that the nisim abeschus avos. And since we're declaring that the nisim abeschus avos, then that nes we're allowed to daven for, because we're not davening in our own schusim. It's not going to deduct from our own schusim. We're not representing that we're worthy of those nisim. We're saying l'avoseinu. And that's why in the Al-Nisim, we are careful to say l'avoseinu. And therefore, we could also understand why Klal Yisrael asked for the man. Because by the man also, it was b'schus the avos that we had the man. And therefore, it's not represent a nace that our Gemara, that Abaye looked at unfavorably. But there's another teretz that many Mefarshim suggest. It's based on the Yeshua's Yaakov. When there's a nace that will cause a Kiddush Hashem, which the purpose of us being in this world is to be Mekadish Shem Shemayim, that's a nace that we're allowed to be happy with. That's a nace that a lot of we're allowed to be mispal for. A nace, on the other hand, that doesn't bring Kiddush Shem Shemayim is a nace that we should try to not. That's not a nace to be proud of. And that's what happened with the man. With the man, when the entire world saw this, that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave them the man in the Midbar, caused a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. By Hanukkah, as we say in the Al-Nisim, Rabin B'Yad Me'atim, had a very few prevailed over the very many, how the weak prevailed over the weak, over the strong. That is a nace that brings a Kiddush Hashem. A nace that brings Kiddush Hashem is a nace that's a tremendous nace. But when this one individual develops breast to feed his child, that isn't a nace that brings Kiddush Hashem. That's a nace that was for this one individual that doesn't bring a Kiddush Hashem to the whole world. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim suggest that that was actually the debate of Abaye and Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said, even if one individual has this nace, it'll bring Kiddush Hashem. And Abaye said, no, from one individual, Kiddush Hashem isn't created, and therefore nace isn't to be viewed favorably. And that's how I saw the Satmar Rebbe explains the Pasuk that we say in Tehillim, in Perek Tzadik Ches, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. The Pasuk says, Shiru Hashem Shir Chodosh, Kineflos Osoy, Hoidia Hashem Yishu Osoy, Leino Goyim. So he explains, as we've been learning, a nace doesn't necessarily represent such a positive situation as our Gemara teaches us. However, if Shir Loi Shir Chodosh, Kineflos Osa, if the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes causes us Shir Loi Shir Chodosh, Hoidia Hashem Shuasai, if the nace causes us to sing a new song of Shirat Hashem, if the nace causes us to Haidiu Yeshuasai Leina Agoyim Gilu Tzutkasai, that the whole world sees how great and powerful and what Hashem does for us, such a nace is fine. And therefore, by the Mon, by Chanukah, where the nace caused Kiddush Hashem, such a nace is extremely favorable. Other situations, it isn't. There is a different approach in the Mefarshim. This approach in the Mefarshim is that if something could have happened without the nace, then a nace is not to be looked on favorably. But if the only way for this Yeshua to have come is through a nace, then the nace is to look upon favorably. So in the situation of the man who developed the breast, he could have had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just given him panoso, and like that, he would have not had a problem. So therefore, the nace is looked on unfavorably. But by Chanukah, there was no other way for us to prevail. Or, explain the Mefarshim, by the Mon, as we know, had in it some very unique properties that we could not have had just by having regular food. The Mon never got spoiled. The Mon caused them not to have to use to relieve themselves, which you could have never had only through the Mon. Other Mefarshim I saw explain that the Mon teaches us, the Mon was a lesson of relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how they, and that's why they put away at Tzintzenes Hamon, they kept the char of the Mon with them forever to teach us that a person can rely on Hashem. These special lessons could have only been achieved through a nace. When a special lesson could only be achieved through a nace, then a nace is positive. On the other hand, where the nace could have not happened, where we could have gotten that lesson without the nace, a nace is looked upon unfavorably. And this Gemara of Ein Samcha L'Nace, that we should not rely on a nace, is the basis for a number of tshuvas that I saw that discuss if a person is allowed to buy a life insurance policy. Ramosha and the Gris Moshe, Chelik Arachayim Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, has a discussion, is buying insurance policy perhaps doing the wrong thing? Shouldn't a person rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And Ramosha explains that on the contrary, if our Gemara tells us that you are not allowed to be soimech al anes, so he says the definition of a nace is not only an obvious miracle. He says the definition of a mace also means that a person doesn't do what is normal in the world to do. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that there is such a thing as insurance in the world, and that person should be able to buy an insurance policy for whatever purpose that he needs, whether to have money to marry off children or to have money to leave over for his children after he's no longer in this world. So on the contrary, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live a life of not relying on Nisim, and on the contrary, that is not considered that a lack of bitachon. And I saw, in fact, that the Debrei Tzina Rav in the Shaios HaTshuvos, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, also discusses insurance and the permissibility of buying an insurance policy. And he says there that we find throughout the Gemara that Chazal made different takonis, specifically recognizing that we have to live a life of not relying on a nes. That's why he says, the Gemara says, Bushu skinu hayivazbeis ayivazbeis yoyser mechaymish, that you're not allowed to give away more than 20% for tzedakah. And in fact, he quotes a Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who quotes a Yerushalmi, who says it wasn't b'usha skinu. This wasn't a new rule that was established in Usha. On the contrary, this was here from previous generations, and in Usha they just reestablished what was known from before. And then he says, we know the Gemara Masechta Ksubis discusses all the types of Ksubis to Benin Dikrin, another different rules that Chazal instituted, that people should have money left for their children, and if their children don't have parents, all because Ein Tzayim Chalaneis, we have to try to live our life, although a life of emunah and bitachin, but Chazal wanted us to live it not relying on Nisim. And there's a similar tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalid Simen Aleph. He says that even though the Gemara says that Mishyesh Loi Pas Besalai, if somebody has food, V'oimer Ma'ochel L'mochel, and he asks, what will I have to eat tomorrow? Hareza Enel Maktani Amuna represents a lack of Amuna. Says Rav Ozner Shlita, that that's only regarding a person that doesn't have any options available to him. So if a person comes to a situation where he has no options available to him, there, of course, he has to recognize and realize that he has to have Amuna and Hashem. But of course, a person that does have options to himself to do different, pulois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, that's how we should have panasa. That, on the contrary, is what's expected for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects that we should have, that we should do what we're supposed to do, because Ein Tzayim Chalaneis, as Al Gemara says, a yochid specifically should not rely on a nes.